The Santa Barbara Botanic Garden is located in Mission Canyon, about a mile uphill from the old historic mission. We have 78 acres, about 5 miles of hiking trails, and we have examples of going down to the creek where our redwood grove is, all the way up to our new conservation center where the Island View Garden is now located. So we have both the heights and the lows of Santa Barbara to get some different experiences.
Seems like you have a lot of native plants at the garden, Steve. What are some of the native plants that you have?
Well, we have over 1,200 different kinds of native plants. The garden is entirely native. In fact, we were the first botanic garden in the nation that was dedicated exclusively to native plants. So you can get a little bit of the desert, you can get experiences with the redwoods, you can get experiences with our meadow area, as well as all the plants from the Channel Islands.
Do you have any programs that you to help homeowners redo their landscaping or any homeowner type of programs?
So we have a lot of classes going on at the garden, and the garden is very focused on being both about native plants and water-wise landscaping. And so you can come in and you can go see our new water-wise home garden, which is a demonstration area showing you how to use different types of landscape irrigation, different types of plants, and different types of mulches, all to be able to take that knowledge home. You can see small-scale rainwater collection, rain garden, everything that we can all apply to our own home landscapes, and great California native plants that you can use to bring in that landscape that are both drought tolerant but also beautiful.
Thank you. What are you having this summer in the way of events?
So coming up soon is going to be our Trails and Tales event. This is an event for dogs as well as their dog lovers. So every admission is free with, if you bring a leashed, well-behaved leashed pet, you get to come into the garden for free. And we're going to have lots of exhibitors and things to do for dog owners and dog lovers to learn about veterinary care, different shops and foods. We'll have demonstrations of some of the working dogs in different areas. So we'll have a lot going on that day, a dog parade, a dog costume contest, and photo booth so you can get a picture taken with your pooch.
Okay. And you're making improvements. Can you tell me about the improvements you have planned?
So yeah, the garden has gone through a lot of changes in the last year or so. So again, last year we opened our new conservation center in the Island View Garden, as well as the Waterwise Home Demonstration Garden. All those together gave people a lot of different ideas, and the garden's really changed a lot. Right now, we're working on a wayfinding project, so we actually have better signage to help people get around the garden with all these new exhibits. And then down the road, we're actually starting the plans for a new children's area called the Backcountry. And this is going to be a space where kids can play, climb trees, get in a clubhouse, to do the things that we all did as kids. But unfortunately, very few kids are getting out and doing now. The average I've seen is that about 25% of kids only get about 30 minutes outdoors every week. And so we want to make it so that the outdoors is something that everyone loves, that's something everyone craves, and they learn to appreciate it at a very early age.
And how many acres is that going to be on?
That'll be on about 3 acres down by the creek.
So that's land you already own.
It is land we already own. And so the real chance that we have is to really build up the amenities for kids. There'll be rope swings and everything else, but doing it such a way that it continues to be a safe place for kids. So there's some risk, but also a safety factor.
Is there a number of acreage that you have right now that you can tell us?
We have 78 acres at the garden right now, and about a little... right around half of that is currently garden space. We have a lot of natural areas as well as some areas that we're designing for restoration in the future.
So you can expand without actually acquiring more.
That's
land.
Correct. We are not landlocked at this point, so we have plenty of opportunity with some property that we bought back in the 2000s to continue doing some garden expansion over the coming years.
Excellent. Where can we find more information about the Santa Barbara Botanic Garden?
Our website is sbbg.org. Or just Google Santa Barbara Botanic Garden, and it comes right up. And so there's a lot there on the website for information, but also just drop by, give us a call, or send us an email, and we can fill you in on everything.